Hey, welcome to the very first episode of this podcast. I've been thinking about starting this personal project for a while, and here we are. I'm so excited to have you here with me from the very beginning. This will be a space for sharing ideas, honest conversations, with the goal of sparkling moments of clarity and inspiration for you. To everyone joining me on this brand new journey, thank you. Whether you're here for the lessons or just a little bit of company, I am so glad you're tuning in. So, let's get started! Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Stay True, Stay Empowered podcast. If you've ever felt consumed by what other people think about you, this episode is for you. My name is Teresa, Tere for short, and today we are going to talk about something we all face but rarely discuss openly, and that is letting people think negatively about you. Yes, you heard me right. Allowing people to think whatever they want about you without being stressed, without losing sleep, so you can focus your time and energy into things that truly matter most, such as your goals, your passions, your relationships. Here's the thing. We all want to be liked, whether we admit it or not. We want to be respected. We want to be understood. That's human nature. Some of us are even trained since childhood to please other people or care about people's opinions. But the hard truth is, no matter what we do, no matter how hard we try, some people will misinterpret us, some will judge us, some will perceive us as not good enough, or simply some people will not vibe with us. And that is okay. I want to start with a little story. When I first started this content, I had so many fears. What if people don't like my voice? What if people don't like my opinion? What if they attack me personally? Which is really scary if you come to think of it, because everything that is private will become public and, you know, some mistakes from the past will be used against you. But you know what? It doesn't really matter. That's not my primary focus, because my goal here is to share to my listeners what I have been through. So today, let's dive into three key points that will help you let go of the need for universal approval. Number one, not everyone is meant to like you. Let's start with a powerful truth. Not everyone is meant for you. You're not everyone's cup of tea. And that's okay. Think about the people you admire most. Say, for example, Oprah, Taylor Swift, Messi, LeBron James. Or even the people who are close to you. Your mom, your best friend, a colleague. Do you like everything about them? Probably not. The same applies to you. It is both unrealistic and unnecessary to try to please everyone. Instead, embrace the idea that your unique energy, your unique personality, and choices are what make you special. You are not meant to fit into every box. Let me highlight that again. You are not meant to fit into every box. Remember this. Your authenticity will naturally attract the right people and repel the wrong ones. The right people will see you, and the rest, let them think whatever they want about you. Let it go. Key point number two. People's opinions are a reflection of them, not you. I want to share a conversation between me and a friend. It was the time when I was doubting myself. I was going through a lot. I hit rock bottom at that time. So yeah, let me read it to you. This is already a translated version because the original one is a combination of Filipino and English. So for the sake of podcasts, for everyone to relate, I will share to you the translated version. She said, "When someone thinks negatively of you, it's often more about their perspective than your reality. Maybe they are projecting their insecurities, or maybe they simply don't understand your journey. That doesn't make their opinion valid. It just makes it theirs. If someone criticizes you harshly, ask yourself, is this feedback rooted in truth, or is it a reflection of their struggles? Next time someone's opinion bothers you, pause and ask, is this about me or is it about them? If it's not constructive or based on reality, let it go." What a beautiful message. Key point number three. Freedom. Oh my gosh, it's a big word. Freedom. Freedom comes when you stop chasing approval. Here's the most freeing part. When you stop trying to control how other people see you, you reclaim your energy. Let me say that again. You reclaim your energy. The truth is, people are going to think whatever they want about you anyway, regardless of what you do. So why waste your energy managing their perceptions or trying to convince them to like you or accept you? Instead, live your truth. Own your flaws and let your actions speak louder than their opinions. Here's an actionable tip for you, my dear listeners. Make a list of the things that you've been holding back on because you're afraid of what other people might think about you. So from the list, pick one and do it unapologetically this week. Because the more you practice this, the less power other people will have over you. So do it again and again until it no longer hurts, until it no longer affects you. And who owns the power now? You own your own power now. People can no longer touch you. People can no longer shake you. Example, and I think everyone can relate to this. You are scared of expressing your thoughts or opinions on social media because of the fear that no one will like your post or people might judge you. Well, it can be disheartening when a social media post doesn't get the engagement you'd hope for. But remember this, it doesn't define your worth or the value of your content. Don't silence your thoughts. Don't silence your voice just to be accepted. Let them judge you. Let them unfollow you. Keep posting what you love and people will catch on. Just do it. Do it now. Don't be afraid of what might go wrong. Remember this. Your social media is just one part of your overall self-expression. Don't rob yourself of the opportunity to shine or to be happy because of external pressures. Before we wrap up, I want you to remember this. The only opinion of you that truly matters is your own. People's judgments are only temporary, but your relationship with yourself is forever. Remember that. If you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends who might need a reminder to stop people-pleasing. And if you want to continue this conversation, you can reach out to me on my social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you for listening all the way through to the end of this episode. Until next time, stay true, stay empowered, let them think whatever they want about you, and you've got this. Bye!